Energy. I would speak with you now about energy. Imagine for a moment a sphere, any size that you want to imagine. We will take one perhaps 12 inches across, just as an example, but it can be as big as you want it to be. Within that sphere are many points which are connected by energy to each other, so that to appearances it would be a solid, dense sphere. But in truth, in between every point of energy there is much space, the same as your scientists now are teaching you about your universe, that there is truly more space than there are objects that have collected themselves into the denser form of energy in any dimension. You have brought forth the sphere and all the points within it. Not only that, but you have said that the sphere of experience is infinite, which means that what you would understand in this reality as having boundaries to make a sphere is truly open-ended with no boundaries. But your reality yet understands boundaries and says that everything has to have a beginning, a middle, and an ending. Every box has to have sides to it, but I am speaking to you now of infinite energy. You interact with every point within the infinite sphere, and because the distance from one point to another point is perceived as a line, you see it as linear timeline and you say, past lives, future lives, present connections, etc. But in truth, it is all happening at the same time, which is a non-time. Now, in this reality, that truth boggles the mind a bit, because this reality, for security reasons, wants to know, how far towards the edge can I go before I fall off? I want a boundary somewhere so that I can know myself to be safe within that boundary. But in truth, you are always safe. You are always expanding. And when the purpose of time, as you have built it into this reality, has been fulfilled, in other words, the moment that you realize that you are not bounded by time at all, time will no longer exist. You have agreed before incarnation that, as the energy that you are, you will interact with other points of energy in what is called the soul group, and with others in what appear to be other soul groups. The ones who are in resonance with each other regarding vibratory level often agree that they will come and find each other no matter where or in what geographical country or location it may be. You find a nudging that pushes you to somewhere, and you meet up with friends of the soul group who have agreed that they will be incarnate at the same time as you. You have done this over and over many times so that you could play together, so that you could support each other, so that you could move forward in the enlightenment of the collective. So once again, you have agreed that no matter where the physical body may be residing, you will know yourself to be infinite energy connecting with all others who are also awakening to what they have felt deep within their heart, knowing that the human life is good. But it is not all there is, knowing each day to look for the positive, the good, the blessing in each day. That is not the message of the world, but it is the message of truth. For as a particle of energy, you cannot help but attract, as a magnet does, other energy to you, and it takes different forms. You have built that into your reality because you wanted to play with different appearances, different experiences, and then to judge them. And often they get judged in a negative way. Begin by counting your blessing. Look around right now and see all the blessings you have gathered to your experience. Look on the positive side of everything. If you do not see the positive side of something right now, flip it. Say, okay, here is this experience. This is how it looks to me now. Now I'm going to walk around it and see something different. Look at it from all angles. If it is not apparent right away, search until you find the blessing in it. It will not be hidden from you. You have magnetized it. You have brought it to you. You are the creator of everything you experience. Therefore, you are the master of it. So there is nothing, no thing, no condition, no experience that is more powerful than you. You are the master of it. Throughout lifetimes, because of the sadness of feeling far from home and outside of life, you have reinforced for yourself over and over the feeling of unworthiness. The truth of the matter is, you are very strong. Only the strongest ones, only the masters call to themselves that which would be seen to be difficult and challenging. Let that sink in for a moment. Only the masters would have the courage to say, okay, let me try that experience. I want to know that experience from the inside out. Not just to look at it as an appearance that maybe somebody else is experiencing, but I want to know it from the inside. And so then, your wish is granted, and you get to experience various challenges, as the world would call them, but actually they are blessings. You get to experience them intimately, the place where you begin to understand that you are the point of energy. You are in the infinite sphere of energy that is forever ongoing, forever creating, and will, past any limitation of time, exist and create and create. Let that sink in. When you begin to realize how powerful you are, there is a freedom that comes, a freedom that the world does not know, a freedom that said, I do not have to worry what this day is going to bring me, because I know it is going to be all good. I know that the world may present it in a certain way, but what does the world know? The world only knows a set of paradigms that has been lived over and over and over and has truly been completed. Understand this. The world only knows that which has already been completed. So when you wake up, and I mean literally in the morning, when you wake up and you say, this day is a gift, this day is mine, I have made this day for myself, then there is the freedom to live in a new paradigm of joy, of security and knowing that you have never truly left home. You have extended yourself as a rubber band, perhaps, into the reality that believes that there could be other than love. But you are the rubber band that is its point of origin, and at any moment can snap right back to the place of love, the place of home. Allow yourself to see the body as energy, because truly, that is what it is. It feels like there are limitations to it, but in truth, you are energy that is forever mixing around in the body all of the time. Even as you think you are just sitting on a chair or lying on the bed, that energy in you is always moving around, coming to different formations. Some of the formations you keep for a while. Others of the formations just move on and go into another formation. You do a miracle in bringing the body into that form that you consciously know as your body. It is a miracle that you carry from moment to moment to moment. And when you wake up in the morning again, you assume the same focus of what the body is going to be. A moment before you woke up, what was the body doing? In truth, it was moving around as the energy that it is, being amorphous without shape. Now, someone who walks into the room is going to see shape. Why? Expectancy. What they have known from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime in this reality be true. But in truth, you are energy that is moving all the time. Every part of the body is moving. As I speak with you right now, there are synapses in the brain that are firing, going off, allowing the message to be taken in a certain way. Every muscle, every organ in the body is moving as the energy that it is, forming, reforming. You know this from your science, which studies anatomy and the function of your body. The stomach and the intestines are very busy all of the time. They are squeezing and squeezing, letting up, squeezing, relief. The heart is pumping the blood. It is squeezing, releasing, squeezing, resting, squeezing, etc. Truly, you are a walking ball of energy that you have fashioned into a form that you understand to be you, and that others understand you to be you. Yet it is always in motion and always changing. Sometimes the most wonderful thing happens to prove this to you. If you have not seen a friend in some years and you meet up with them, say, 10 or 20 years later, their form has changed. Now, how did that happen? If they are one form and they are rigid form, they would always be that form. But you meet up with them later and they look different. Sometimes you do not even recognize them. And then they start to speak and you say, oh yes, it's you. Okay. I want you to understand how malleable, how changeable the body is. It responds to your thoughts. Now you have heard that your thoughts create your reality. In truth, that is really what happens. If you go around feeling that it is really, really a struggle to be here and you wonder, I don't know why everyone has left me. If you are going to be a sad sack, people are going to leave you. They don't want to be around the energy any more than you want to be around that energy. But if you get up in the morning and you are really ready for this day, feeling, I want to see what this day is going to bring. I am so happy I wake up laughing. And you can literally wake up laughing. Your day is going to be fun. Wake yourself up tomorrow morning laughing at a dream that you may or may not remember, but wake up laughing. It can be done. And say to yourself, this day is going to be full of laughter. It's going to be full of blessings. It is going to mirror back to me the affirmations of my self-worth as to how worthy I am to be the divine, holy, innocent child living the human experience. No longer do you need to feel stuck in what the world has said reality has to be. That is where freedom comes in. When you realize that the world has not made you, you have made the world. then it has no power over you. You are the maker of it. And if you are the maker of you and you do not like what you are experiencing, change the script. Allow yourself to feel free. If there are things that you want to change in your life and they seem really big, start with one step and another step and then another step, but start. Do not just sit and say, oh, it's a mountain. I'll never be able to climb up over that. Well, of course, you cannot if that is your attitude. But if you begin by saying, well, I can climb a little way up the mountain, then you get up a way and you look back and you say, oh, I see a valley. I must have come a way up the mountain. And then you go a little farther and a little farther. Every so-called challenge is seen in a new way as you will start with a willingness. The only difference you have is a willingness to see things differently, to begin to visualize yourself as a ball of energy that is forever moving and changing, changing shape within yourself and in the outer as well. Many of you, if you get tired of certain appearances, you cut your hair. It makes a change. Sometimes you change the color of your hair. Sometimes you will change the raiment so that you look a little bit different. Sometimes you decide to go what is called on a diet and you lose a bit of weight, and so you change the form. All of the time you are moving energy. You are not solid. There is nothing solid about the body, nothing that cannot be changed. That is one of the beautiful freedoms which comes with the awareness that that which is at this moment in a certain shape and condition can be changed in whatever way you want to change it. So if you've had several people lined up with the same body condition and person A chooses to eat only raw food and they know that it is going to be their healer, the way they are going to heal, okay. Person B says he is going to go with a certain pharmaceutical substance which has, in truth, been devised by himself, because otherwise it would not exist in his consciousness. He has created it. Person A cannot judge person B. Person B cannot judge person A. Everyone makes their free choice as to what is their path. As you become the beholder, and you can step back and review, relook at previous lifetimes, you will see that perhaps in this lifetime you are choosing to go the route of the pharmaceuticals. Other lifetimes you have been the raw food advocate or vice versa. You have been on all sides of the belief system. Then you begin to understand just how fluid everything is, not just the body, but relationships and conditions. Even as you feel that the chair is solid and the house seems to be solid, the house is energy and the walls are moving. Luckily, you are moving in sync with the house, with the chair, so that you do not fall through. Everything is energy. Everything is in motion. Everything is fluid. Everything is changeable and is changing. Nothing is ever set except love. Allow yourself to live in joy. Allow yourself to wake up in the morning laughing, laughing at how silly you have been the day before to have worried about whatever it is that you were worried about and just say, ah, you know, I see that differently now. You know, I really tied myself up in knots yesterday about that. And you begin to laugh. You see things differently, and the freedom that comes with seeing things differently brings you back home. There has been a change in the energy of an old paradigm, and you have broken out of it. Visualize the infinite sphere of energy, the points of light, the points of energy, even more than just light, and how they are connected, how they are always working together. Visualize the body as energy, always changing, moving, very fluid, and know that the world is not your maker. You are in charge. You are the divine energy which creates everything formed and unformed.